Morning, a warm welcome to everyone joining us on our online service for Sunday the 31st of January. I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Here's a question. What are you doing tonight? What's that? Nothing. Well, come along to our monthly praise gathering this evening at 7 p.m. when you can hear about the Lord's work and have an opportunity to chat with each other. We are on Zoom, and if you don't already have the link, please get in touch with me or Elijah and we can have it sent quickly to you. We are looking forward to seeing you then. May you keep safe and enjoy your worship today.
Thank you, John, for all that you are doing on our behalf and for your leadership during these challenging times. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are delighted that you are able to join us today in our service. Do please remember, if you are able, to join us again this evening at 7 p.m. for our first praise gathering in 2021. As we begin our worship, let us meditate together on Psalm number 111, verses 1 to 4. Psalm number 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. And now we sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 154, hymn number 154. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder.
Oh,
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts in humble adoration and praise you for your greatness, majesty, goodness, and compassion. We give thanks to you that even in your majestic glory, you are compassionate and gracious to each of us. You, O God, have proved yourself faithful throughout the ages. And we thank you for your completely trustworthy word. We praise and thank you for our salvation through Christ Jesus. We were lost in darkness until Jesus came and rescued us. We confess that too often we neglect to thank you and praise you for who you are and for what you have done, not only for your mighty acts of creation, but for the incomprehensible ways you watch over each of us. Forgive our ingratitude for all the blessings you have provided and will continue to provide. Hear us as we claim your promise of forgiveness and mercy. And please, O God, do not cast us away from your presence, but renew the right spirit within us. Help us to be increasingly thankful for the most gracious gift of all, our salvation. Grant us real and vibrant confidence in your promises, which never fail. Help us, O God, at this time of worship, to focus on you today and even in the days that lie ahead. Silence all the noises within us that seek our attention, and help us to focus on you. And now we join together to say the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is taken from the book Deuteronomy, chapter 18, reading from verse 15 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord your God will rise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death." Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, reading from verses 21 to 28. Jesus drives out an impure spirit. Hear the word of the Lord. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an evil spirit, cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly, "come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority? He even orders the impure spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. The Lord bless to us this reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
I speak in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is this man in our reading today that shows up in the synagogue? This man is loud and he interrupts the preacher of the day. The man with an unclean spirit is, for many of us, I suspect, the shocking and intriguing part of today's reading. Although we are not told what Jesus Christ was preaching on, the topic of his sermon, we are presented with his extraordinary display of power and authority in his conversation with the man in that synagogue. The audience were astonished by Jesus' presence and teaching. It is like nothing they have ever seen before. He has authority. The man from Nazareth is different. He thought differently. He spoke as if he intimately knew the Lord, God Almighty. He spoke like one of the prophets that Moses spoke about in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. He spoke like one who had been given the very spirit of the living God. Even the man with the unclean spirit is shocked and intrigued by Jesus' preaching and teaching. The man asks destructively, he screams, "What have you to do with us, Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? Why us and not me?" Scholars suggest that either there were lots of unclean spirits in this man, or that there were many unclean spirits in the synagogue on that day. Have you come to destroy us? Instead of asking why there was an unclean spirit or there were unclean spirits in this synagogue, perhaps we should rather rejoice in the reality that Jesus came to rescue, redeem, and restore his people into God's image. The man with an unclean spirit undoubtedly was in God's sacred place on the Sabbath. What we may not fully understand is the extent to which many people, maybe even ourselves, may be burdened by pressures of life or struggling to let go of anger, depression, forgiveness, fear, greed, addiction, to mention but a few. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? In asking this question, the man senses the distance between his life and Jesus's. His words are not just about him. This man represents everyone who has ever experienced the brokenness of life. In fact, this man could be considered to be the spokesperson for all who feel disconnected from themselves, who feel disconnected from others, or who feel disconnected from God. Behind this question is, I believe, the unspoken longing that Jesus would say, "I have everything to do with you." We are in many ways not different. Each one of us also longs for the answer because we too know how it feels to be broken. We know brokenness of our lives, and we live daily with the realities of the brokenness of our world. Many of us have been trapped in grief and carry the burden of pain and guilt. The truth of this situation often reveals itself in the many cover-ups we wear. At some levels, we all project various images of how we want others to see us and how we want to see ourselves. Sometimes we put up a smile and say, "Yes, everything is just fine," and quickly change the subject, when the truth is we are hanging on by a thread and not sure how we'll get through the rest of the day. We use such images to hide the realities of what our lives are like and who we are. Often, these false images of ourselves arise from the many voices within us, voices of guilt, voices of grief, fear, anger, and judgment. The voices are never satisfied. We are never able to do or be enough for ourselves, sometimes for families, for friends, and for community. Those voices, time and time again, separate us from our true selves, from all that we love and all who love us. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ has come for. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus came to destroy and silence those false voices. Jesus has everything to do with us. Yes, he has everything to do with us. The gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 10 tells us The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. There's no aspect of our lives about which Jesus is not concerned. He calls us into our true self, the one made in the image and likeness of God. He calls us back into his beauty and wholeness. Today's gospel reminds us of how much we all need Jesus and the freedom and healing that Jesus can bring. As human beings, we are all broken, but not so broken that the Holy Spirit cannot cleanse us, purify us, and lead us in the path of healing and restoration. We are reminded that there is hope. Hope for our lives and hope for our world. For every voice that denies and leaves us crying, God's word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. What have you to do with us? To this question, Jesus says, be quiet. That's not who you are. I love you unconditionally. Do not be afraid. I have redeemed you and I have called you by your name. You are mine. God says you are his. You have been engrafted in the arms of God. And God's word says that not even one hair from our head will fall to the ground without God's knowledge. What a wonderful promise we have from our living God. Jesus says, I have everything to do with you. Let us listen to the voice of Jesus today. And we too will be astonished at what can become of our lives. Amen.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, I played Havana, a pop song that Elise requested I play last summer during lockdown. But it wasn't her only request. The first song that she requested is called Dance Monkey. Now, Dance Monkey is one of the biggest pop hits of the last 2 years, achieving a record-breaking 750 million views on YouTube within the first 6 months of its release. It's rather ironic that the daughter of a classical pianist would choose the polar opposite of the type of music I would usually play. My background in music was almost entirely focused on classical music, to the extent of shunning pop music for most of my life. But I would confess, I have not often found a lot of joy in music over the years. As I sat down to start preparing the arrangement I had chosen of Dance Monkey, one which was, of course, fiendish, I had no idea what was in store for me. Within a short time, I was hooked. Absolutely enthralled by the punchy rhythms, the quirky melodies, the energy and vitality of the music. Rather than watching the clock, longing for my practice time to be over, as was common in my student days, I was just keeping a check on when I must stop to feed the family as quickly as possible. That day, my eyes were opened and I've never looked back. After that, I embraced music that I would never have previously entertained. The very music I've been sharing with you for the last few months. The innocent request of a child opened a door behind which lay joy, the likes of which I had never experienced in music. And now I can share it in this incredibly meaningful way during a time that we all need inspiration. If ever there was an example of God having a plan for you, then this is surely it. In these dark times, it is more important than ever to check that your preconceived ideas are not stopping you experiencing joy that may be behind closed doors, and perhaps going on to share that joy in ways which you cannot foresee. God has put joy everywhere. He is as present in the music of Mozart as he is in the quirky rhythms of Dance Monkey. Take this time just now to challenge yourself to seek out God's joy in places that you would least expect to find it.
We now offer our prayers for ourselves and others. Father God, in these uncertain times more than ever, we need your presence in our lives. Please hear the prayers that we offer this morning humbly and with great faith. We pray for our communities, for the elderly confined to their homes and separated from family and support. For children removed from school, for those who have lost their source of income, for those who fear for their home, for those who have no home, for those offering extraordinary everyday kindness. We pray for the young and those in education, for those anxious about their future, a place at university or employment, for those worried about loved ones and friends, for those concerned about their own health. We pray for key workers, for all medical staff and hospital workers who go to work knowing the risks they face, for medical researchers seeking ways to prevent and to cure, for social workers protecting the vulnerable, for care workers providing contact and support to those who have no other help, for teachers worrying about their charges, for farmers, delivery and shop workers keeping the nation provisioned, for cleaners fighting the spread of infection. We pray for the world, Father, for the leaders of the nations and their governments, for areas most besieged by the pandemic, for broken places where healthcare and resources are scarce and the pandemic brings further suffering. We pray for those who are sick, for those afflicted with coronavirus, for those with other illnesses and conditions which leave them vulnerable, for those with poor mental health, for all who suffer. We pray for the bereaved, for those who have lost loved ones, for those unable to offer each other physical comfort at their time of greatest need. Hold them in your arms, Father, and keep them safe. We pray for your church, worldwide and local. We pray that you keep us safe and give us the strength to keep others safe in these difficult and isolating times. Most of all, Father, we pray for the day when we can truly gather together again in your name in person. There will be much rejoicing, singing and hugging on that day. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for taking our reading today. And thank you, Jackie, for leading us in our intercessory prayers. Thank you, Fiona, for sharing with us not only your gift of music, but your heart. Thank you, George, for your great skills, which are of great help to us in these difficult times. Please stay safe and well. I would like to leave us with these words as written in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And now we sing our closing hymn, hymn number 191, hymn number 191. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. Hymn number 191. Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, do not be afraid. We are safe in the hand of our Heavenly Father. He knows you and I by name. Live in peace, and the peace of God that passes all human understanding. Keep your minds today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Amen.